Now, do you know what your grandparents' occupations were?
Yes, they were both farmers.
I
guess until they retired, several years before they passed away.
I guess most people in this area, most older people did farm.
Oh, yes. Especially this county here, no investors at that time.
What are the main crops, or what were the main crops?
Cotton and corn, and later on peaches.
Uh-huh. Seems to me I've seen a lot of peach trees in this area.
Oh, it used to be.
Not many now. I guess, what I'm thinking about is Taylor County, because I saw a lot of peach trees and a lot of pecan trees down there. Now, let's see, I'll ask you some questions about your wife. Where was she born?
My present wife?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born? Fine. Yeah.
Okay. And what about your first wife?
She was born in Pike.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Has your wife ever had any occupation besides being a housewife?
You mean my first wife?
Both of them.
Well, first wife, she worked in Atlanta at one time.
What kind of work did she do?
I don't remember.
Okay.
And you worked in Atlanta too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of work did you do in Atlanta?
Cashier.
And how long did you live in Atlanta?
20 years.
Goodness, you're practically a native Atlanta.
I know it, but I've been away a few years and don't seem like Atlanta land when you go by.
Yeah, it changes in an awful hurry.
Yeah,
really,
sure does.
In 40 years, I've been 50 years, I reckon. Close to 50 since I lived there. It's changed quite a
50
bit.
50 years, yeah, really would make a difference. It changes in 1 year.
Changes in
6 months. Do you go to the Baptist Church too?
Yeah.
And would you mind giving me your age?
60.
Get away, Pete. Get away, Pete.
You can't have that, you silly thing.
I thought you'd give him, you wouldn't give me.
Let's see. Just one more question for you, Ms. I'll leave you alone. Did you go to school in Pike County?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can you give me?
No, I took a course to Massey.
Okay. And what about your first wife? Did she go to school in Pike County?
I guess. She went to, I don't know what it is now, GNIC then at Milledgeville.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess that's enough. Now I'll ask you some of these short questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon, or what I call it.
Fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up...
sunrise.
And in the evening, it's...
afternoon, right on.
Well, if in the morning sunset. It's sunrise, in the evening it's...
oh, sunset.
Fine. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
clearing.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Downpour.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Andirons.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?
No, I believe.
That is not named.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I have heard them.
What I was interested in is if you'd ever heard them call fire dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do people in this area call them?
I started saying, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Back,
way back,
my grandmother called them fire dogs.
Okay, fine. That's something else that we're interested in. If you can think of some words that.